But as I mentioned, we are joined right now by a DB for the 49ers. He had 8 tackles in Sunday's win over New Orleans, 56 tackles and a sack in 8 passes defense this season. He was the 2015 winner of the Matt Hazeltine Iron Award. He was a 2-time first-team all-conference player at Northern Illinois. He was the 30th pick overall back in 2014. San Francisco is at home against Atlanta. Jimmy Ward is my guest. Jimmy, it's good to have you on. How are you? What's up, Jimmy?
Hey.
Sorry about that, man. I got you now. How you doing?
Hey. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no, I know what happened. It was us, not you. You're all good. All right, so let me ask you. I know you've already shifted your focus to the Falcons on Sunday, but can you take me back to New Orleans for one moment? The team was coming off that battle in Baltimore. So what was the mindset among the players going into New Orleans for another really tough challenge?
Really, you know, just to come out with a win. Obviously, it was a shootout from the defense point of standpoint. I didn't want it to be a shootout. I wish it would have been a better game for us, but a win is a win.
I'll tell you what, a win is a win, especially in that atmosphere. So what was it like to go into a hostile environment like that with that crowd, knowing the stakes against a Hall of Fame quarterback and a head coach and coming out with the win the way you did?
Oh, man, it was big time, man, just to be able to come into the Superdome and come out with a win. A very great team, a great coaching staff, just a great environment for football.
Jimmy Ward's my guest. I mean, there were so many amazing moments in that game. I got to ask, what were you thinking when you saw George Kittle get that pass on fourth down and then do what he did to the Saints defenders who were trying to stop him?
Really, just George Kittle being George Kittle. he turned on the tape. You can just pick a game. He's making amazing catches, and his yak is amazing. Just guys can't tackle him. It's just hard to get the guy down.
I mean, it seems like there is such a toughness about this team, and Kittle brings that toughness, and guys talk about how you bring a toughness as well. How much of that toughness, that physicality, is at the heart of this team's identity?
You need it. You know, normally when you watch football teams, you kind of can predict which team going to win is mainly the most physical team. So just being physical is just, you know, that's what football is, you know. It's normally it goes like that. That's why the guys up front is so important too, you know. And our guys up front, they do a great job just bringing the physicality to the game.
We're talking to Jimmy Ward. You know, your coach Kyle Shanahan said something about you that I thought was pretty amazing. He's talked about how much he loves you and what you bring to the team because of that physicality, but also your versatility and your fearlessness. What he said that I loved, he said that he would wear your jersey on the sideline if he could. What's it been like to play for him?
Oh, man, it's amazing, man. Smart guy. He's laid back. He's cool. And then it's just, he's been around his environment since he's been young, so he just knows what the players go through, though. So, and just being able to just be on, you know, have him for my coach for a good 3 years, you know, it's been amazing.
Jimmy Ward is joining us. Now, you're from Mobile, and you played with A.J. McCarron in youth football, and then you played with your current teammate, Jaquaski Tartt, in high school. When you're growing up and you're playing with guys like that, does that just seem kind of normal, like these are like the neighborhood kids? Or did you know that you guys were different and special and you'd all end up in the NFL one day?
Oh, well, I say normal. It's a lot of guys out there that can ball, man. I don't know if it's Mobile or just Alabama as a state. It's just, that's all we do is just go outside and play pickup football. So before we were even on a team.
So then you got Tartt, right? He says that he was a strong safety in high school, but they moved him to free safety because, quote, Jimmy was playing free at the time and he really couldn't cover, end quote. I don't know, Jimmy, is that how you remember that? Is that how that really went down? Or is he making that sound worse than it is? I'm just kind of making some noise.
I just feel like he was a basketball guy. Like, he played football and when we were younger, but at the same time, I got beat like one time.
Right.
I got hit with a corner post, and then I got beat one time. Other than that, I had great coverage. Probably my cover skills developed when I got in college, but I wouldn't say that. I just feel like I was a better blitzer too. Jimmy Ward. They wanted me close to the box.
Of course, man. I get that. Jimmy Ward joining us. I'm laughing. It's kind of funny because Richard Sherman says that you and Tart crack on each other so much and know each other so well and go back so far. You're like this old married couple. How would you describe that relationship, though, between the two of you guys? And how crazy is it that you were teammates in high school and your teammates on a Super Bowl contender now?
Oh, man, it's amazing. He's my brother, man. And then I knew him the longest on the team. So it's just some things that we don't pay it no mind, but everybody else, it probably seems like we're arguing a lot. But I just think he just likes to be right. And I feel like sometimes I like to be right. So we're just debating here and there. But other than that, like, it's amazing just to be able to like play safety with somebody that I played with in high school, and we're doing it right now at such a high level on a professional stage.
This is what I'm saying. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing you guys came up the way you did in high school, and now you're doing it together in the same secondary. And then as part of that, you got Sherm. Richard Sherman has been tweeting that you need to be at the Pro Bowl. So I've got to ask you, what's it like to share a locker room with and play with Sherm, and what's it mean to have him backing you the way he does?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, he's a smart guy. He's been there. He's seen a lot of ball. He played with a great safety, Earl Thomas. So he knows what a safety's supposed to look like. And just him just dissecting the offense. And he used to play wide receiver in college, so there's only so many routes that you can run on us and run on him, because his awareness is off the roof.
Dude, his awareness is crazy. He is so smart, and he is so well-prepared and so tough. I know you're focused on team results, but in terms of the Pro Bowl, what would a spot in the Pro Bowl mean to you personally?
I'm just saying it'd be great. You know, I've never been there. I've been battling injuries, all different types of adversity with coaching changes. Just been a lot of stuff that's been going on. But I'd say it'd be great, but it'd be – it wouldn't matter if I was going to the Super Bowl. I'd pick a Super Bowl over a Pro Bowl any day.
Now, I get that, but to the point you just made, you had to battle through some really tough stuff early in your career, but everybody around you, teammates and coaches both, talk about how that made you better. You touched on this. What were the early years like, and does it feel like it's all paying off now?
Oh, yeah. It was tough. It was very tough. It was like a storm, man. We wasn't winning games. New coaches, new players each year. So, it was hard to build that chemistry with the teammates. There's just so many new faces. And then you got a new system on defense. Like, I want to say we had, like, three new defensive schemes before Shanahan got here, because it was just new coaches coming in and out, losing seasons.
Jimmy Ward, my guest. And then there's this legendary story about you that on the day you were drafted, you drove 3 hours to New Orleans to buy your mother a purse for her birthday. What did it mean to you to be in a spot where you could get her a gift like that?
Man, it was big time. You know, I never got my mom like an expensive gift. You handmade when I was young, you know, you probably draw a card, get a paper, make a card. You know, those gifts special too, but, you know, just to be able to afford something that I feel like, you know, she'd be happy that she aware. And then it's my, you know, first time me having actually some decent amount of money. And it was just a special moment for me.
That's a great story. He was the 30th pick in 2014, a DB with the 49ers, coming off a big game. He had 8 tackles in that win over New Orleans. And San Francisco is at home against Atlanta. Jimmy Ward coming in. Jimmy, great to have you on. Appreciate the interview so much, man. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Jimmy Ward, jungle debut. Another good player. I love that statement that Kyle Shanahan said, if I could, I would wear his jersey on the sideline. That's the head coach. And you got a lot of guys on that defense, difference makers, great players, playmakers. Dee Ford, Fred Warner, DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, Richard Sherman, Jimmy Ward, and Kyle Shanahan saying, I'd wear this guy's jersey if I could. Tart, the fact that those guys both came up in Mobile and played high school ball together, played in the same secondary in high school and are playing in the same secondary in the NFL at a high level on a team that's got a chance to go the distance, is amazing.